Good morning. It's Monday, April the 22nd. This is Captain Marty here, and we're going to wrap up the weekend with a whole bunch of stuff to talk about in the Fishing Report. I'll be right back.
Ready to enjoy the Outer Banks the way it was meant to be enjoyed? Then you're ready to take the whole family to Jeanette's Pier in Nag's Head. Start with a walk on the 1,000-foot-long pier to watch the sunrise or a reel in the catch of the day. Some of the best fishing on the East Coast is right here at Jeanette's Pier. Plus, Jeanette's Pier plays host to various events throughout the year, including professional surfing events. For the best day you'll have on the Outer Banks, go to JeanettesPier.net or give us a call at 252-255-1501. Jeanette's Pier, milepost 16 and a half, Nag's Head.
Fishing Ocracoke is the ultimate lifetime dream for a lot of people. Captain Ernest with Gecko Sport Fishing and the Drum Runner can help you achieve that dream to the fullest. Whether you're looking to go offshore for tuna, mahi, and billfish, or inshore for puppy drum, speckled trout, and more, Gecko Sport Fishing and the Drum Runner can go from 2 feet to 2,000 feet of water. Full day, half day, and evening trips are available. Call Captain Ernest at 252-921-0095. Gecko Sport Fishing and the Drum Runner. Make your Ocracoke fishing dream a reality.
Okay, as promised, things are really picking up. As far as our last 3 days went, yesterday windy, rainy, kind of blowy, but buddy, Friday and Saturday we had some good fishing. Down in Hatteras, they were getting out to the Gulf Stream and they were finding a good bite on the blackfin tuna down that way. They also had some dolphin, mostly the large bailers, not loads of dolphin, but they were able to catch a few, including some gaffers as well. A gaffer is a dolphin or a mahi that's big enough that you have to use a gaff to get it over the side. They've been catching some king mackerels and some amberjack down that way as well. Big news out of Oregon Inlet as we come around Diamond Shoals and Cape Hatteras. Wow, Friday, Saturday, very, very good yellowfin tuna fishing. Limits of yellowfin tuna before the day was half over. This is the kind of fishing that we were promoting and hoping for last week. Just really, really good yellowfin tuna fishing. A scattered dolphin. At least two blue marlin were released that I know of. So all of that is going on offshore, but dockfuls of yellowfin tuna were the name of the game. Again, that was primarily on Friday and Saturday, but the table is set. The fish are here. If you're on vacation this week, go book a boat. Get on a makeup charter. If you can't book the whole boat, they'll put you with five other people and send you out fishing. I kind of touched on some of the inshore or near to shore fishing, especially in Hatteras, where they've been catching king mackerels, both fleets catching sea bass, ribbon fish, and bluefish. So really good for everything out in the ocean. A big improvement over last week. In the surf, also a lot going on. Chilly and windy and rainy yesterday, but that made the drum bite at Cape Point, mostly yearlings and big drum down that way. But man, oh man, that's some good fishing as well. And then in all areas of the beach, there were four species that were caught from north to south, just depending on where you were. But we had a lot of dog sharks. Those are the small ones. Blow toads are also called puffer fish, bluefish, and sea mullet. Now, there was occasionally a puppy drum or a speckled trout caught as well, but the baby sharks, they're not really baby sharks, they're small sharks, dog sharks, blow toads, bluefish, and sea mullet were the big four. Still a lot more to talk about in the fishing report. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Captain Jay Cudworth of the Kokomo with Paradise Dolphin Cruises at Safe Harbor Marina in Wanchese. I want to invite you to take a ride out on the Roanoke Sound to see the majestic bottlenose dolphins up close. As a native, I'll be telling you stories from these waters as a boy growing up in Wanchese. Nature and history have combined to make this area unique, and I love sharing this special place with special people. So come on aboard with me and my crew and experience the real beauty of the Outer Banks. For more information, go online to ParadiseDolphinCruises.com. Again, this is Captain Jay. I look forward to seeing you soon.
So, what else is going on? Let's back up. Let's jump across the landmass, get into the Sound waters, the Pamlico Sound, and some of our western areas, tributaries, creeks, ditches, things like that. Good bite in the Sound for bluefish and drum. And when I say bluefish, the western Pamlico, I was talking to Charlie Van Salisbury yesterday at Martell's Restaurant, and Charlie was telling me there are a ton of bluefish in just about every size range in the Sound. They're catching them commercially. They're catching them recreationally. And before you turn your nose up, people will know, if you know me, you know that a fresh bluefish, if he's not too big, is a really good eating fish. A lot of our local watermen would actually prefer it over some others you would think for sure would be higher rank. But a good bluefish, a small or medium bluefish is kept iced, cleaned properly, really, really good eating. Plenty of those around. So that is all good news. The speckled trout bite is good. Again, it was windy and rainy, so most of this activity happened on Saturday. But I saw a few of the 4-pounders in the catches and some smaller ones too. Most of that activity, though, is not on one place I spend a lot of time, which is on the Stumpy Point Highway. Haven't seen much at all on those old famous and popular hangouts. It seems like most of it is done by boat. A lot of it over Bellhaven Way, our friend Ricky Ratcliffe over there, probably one of the best speckled trout fishermen I know. But there is good activity. Puppy drum, bluefish, speckled trout are the main things. You can also catch a black drum or a sheephead in that water as well. Don't forget, if you're thinking, I'd like to learn how to do that, or I don't really want to book an offshore boat, or it's too much money, we have backcountry charter boats available. You go with the captain on a 25-foot boat, and two or three people is the ideal size, and you go out there and learn how to catch a speckled trout or a drum. Really a great way to spend a half a day of fishing, so keep it in mind. Finally, the only thing that leaves is a report I don't have much information on, which is our freshwater areas. I did hear about some raccoon perch in East Lake on the canal bank there as you go on Highway 64 headed to Columbia. I've also heard of a few catfish over the weekend, but a lot of that was put on hold with the rain and the coolness of yesterday. So I guess what I'm saying before I wind things up is fishing is looking really good. I'm thinking we're gonna have great yellowfin tuna fishing. A little breezy today, but it's supposed to get better as the week goes on. I'll keep you posted when anything changes, but right now I'd say go get on a boat and get offshore if you can find some way of doing that. And that's my report for you on this Monday.